In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen.
Christos
anesti.
Christos anesti.
Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
You know, I kind of start about this time of the Paschal season to get a little twinge of sadness in my heart because we're coming down to the end of the Paschal season. I don't know if you kind of feel the same way. You know, we're not going to be singing Christ is risen. But Bishop Anthony last week put it in great perspective. He says, but we have to go on. We have to move on to the next great feast. To the Feast of Pentecost. The feast when the Holy Spirit will be poured out, as Jesus said, so that the miracle of the resurrection can become part of us, imbued in us. It's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that what Jesus did becomes part of us. Remember, he used the two things last week. He said, the what of the resurrection and the who of the resurrection. And the what is, what he did, that he conquered death, he rose from the dead, he has healed those who are born blind, as the blind man said. Who's ever heard of anyone who is born from birth blind and yet has sight? Only the God of all creation is the only one who could do it. And he is the only one who could conquer our sin, rise from the dead, and give us life, and pour out his Spirit then at Pentecost so we could become the ones who go forth and do the work of Jesus Christ. That's why then the bishop said, we are the who? We are the Christ. We are the church. We are the ones who go and heal. Unfortunately, as we think of that, we also encounter those who don't think like that. We encounter those who, like in Acts this morning, opposed the disciples. They, after Pentecost, who went out and they did the work of preaching the gospel and they healed. But what happened to them? They are opposed. They are thrown in jail. We face those who are themselves blinded by their own sin, who are like the Pharisees in the gospel this morning when they take the blind man and they interrogate him over and over again and say, who did this? Who healed you? And the blind man, very simply, in witness, powered by the Spirit, says, why, this is a marvel. We know God doesn't listen to sinners. You can't tell who is the one who heals. He's that man. He's the God of our fathers. He is Jesus Christ. As we think about this glorious feast now coming to an end and transitioning to Pentecost, we know we face so many challenges. We don't just face those who are opposed to us. We face our own flesh. We face our own sin each and every day. But we take great courage in what is coming, in the outpouring of the Spirit that makes us the courageous Church of Christ. And as we think of that, I want to share with you a little bit. I don't know if any of you have been following the stories of the persecutions of the Christians throughout the world in the last few years. And it doesn't get a lot of press. Our press would like to ignore it, in fact. But you read, there have been literally tens and tens and tens of thousands of Christians who have been persecuted and killed in just the past couple of years. When you start adding them up, when you start going around the globe, Christians being murdered in Nigeria, throughout sub-Saharan Africa, Christians persecuted our fellow Orthodox Coptics in Egypt, those in Syria, those in Iraq, and around the world. And it's not just a physical persecution like they face, like all of the martyrs throughout the ages have faced. There are subtle persecutions going on, increasing the heat little by little in our own Western world. There have been church burnings in Europe. Even the Cathedral of Notre Dame is in question as to who actually did that. There are persecutions by subtle laws, by prejudices of others against Christians, in laws that are enacted, in talk that takes place in the Western world. So we're not immune ourselves, even though we don't face yet, at this moment, physical persecution like our brothers and sisters throughout the world. But again, it's been since the beginning, since the word of the resurrection that Christ is risen has been proclaimed. Because those who are blind, those who are servants of Satan himself, want that message ended. We take courage because Christ is risen, because Christ has healed, because Christ does heal. This gospel this morning of the blind man, we have it at the end of the paschal season. But this gospel was the first gospel early, originally in the apostolic church that was heard by those who were about to be baptized. You understand how? Why? The man born blind, and Jesus says to him as he picks up the clay, and why is that? Why does he take clay? And what did our Lord use to create us with? Clay. Earth. And he uses his own moisture, divine moisture, and places it with that clay and puts it on his eyes, and he creates. So he is the God of all. And then he goes and he tells him, what? Go wash. Why? Why wash? And why on that night on the vigil of Pascha would this have been read when those catechumens are about to be baptized? Because they were to be washed in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. They were to be sent with the power of the Holy Spirit out into the world, filled with the resurrection, so that they could be like Paul and the apostles in Acts and could stand boldly against those who were like the satanic girl who did magic and say, no, Christ's resurrection. And they could be like those, our brothers and sisters, who are today being persecuted for their faith. And yet who stand up. And like the glorious story I just read this morning about persecuted Christians. Have you heard about Iran and the Christian church in Iran? Now, what do we think of when we think of Iran? We think of some of the most fundamentalist and fanatical Muslims. Remember with the Ayatollah back in the 70s and now with the persecution. Christians have virtually not existed in Iran. It's been a totally underground church, and that was even before the fanatical Muslim regime took over. There were literally about 1,000 open Christians in Iran not too many years ago. And today, there are almost 1 million Christians. This article said that Iran has the fastest growing Christian church in the world right now. How? Well, you read some of the stories. Those who were formerly persecuting Muslims against the church have gotten a hold of the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit has worked on their hearts, and they've now become leaders of Christian churches underground there, yet, in many house churches. The very things that happened to St. Paul. Remember St. Paul, who persecuted the church, and on the way to Damascus, what happened? The Lord blinded him, just like the blind man born. He was blinded, so that ultimately he could be washed and see and know that Christ is God and become a great leader of the church. This is what's happening in the world, my friends. Even though the church is being persecuted, even though bad things are happening, our risen Lord is in charge. Christ has risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen and he reigns, and he has promised his spirit to every one of us, and he has promised our church, not just a big church, not just a powerful church, but a church like St. Willibrord. He has promised his spirit. He has washed us, made us whole in him, and said, go and be bold and live your life in the resurrection. Live your life in the spirit and know I am with you. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.